Recently, in my media studies class, we've been studying The Truman Show, starring Jim Carrey. And we've been asked to respond to the prompt, explain the parallelism between Truman's world and today's world. How is Truman trapped in a cave, and how does he free himself? Hint, it's more than just walking out the door. First, when I first heard this question, I started by defining what the cave Truman was trapped in was. And I believe it's just sort of a position where he never got to think independently or make independent decisions for his life. Every time he tried to, something would get in his way, and it would be way easier to conform than to ever really... I'm sorry, bear with me, allergy season. than to really think independently and go outside the box. For example, when he was younger, he wanted to be an explorer, but he was told by his teachers that everything had already been discovered. It became easier for him just to ignore little signs, little things that didn't make sense to him, like a satellite crashing into the middle of the street, or perhaps, you know, the mysterious, you know, just as a mystery surrounding Sylvia's disappearance from the show or from his world. Even when she tried to tell him things, it didn't quite connect. It was easier just to ignore and to move on. But as he got older, and as he got stronger, and he started. Actually, I think the initiatory spark, started when he started realizing he was more in love with Sylvia than his wife, which gave him more of a reason to begin to want something more than the life where he conformed. And that led him to discover, a little indiscrepancies in his world, The Truman Show. And of course, that was a long journey because even when they answered his initial another thing when he saw his father, who had died years ago in a boating accident, so per se, they didn't actually kill the actor. The actor just left the television show, and he showed up on a bus. And the TV show didn't account for that, but Truman saw him, and that even when he got that question answered, he still had Sylvia to think of, and he had just even when. Sylvia probably wasn't worth the trouble of all the truth, the hard truth he was uncovering, that his wife didn't love him, that his best friend was part of it all, the person he confided in about first realizing things were off, that his mother probably was part of it too, that he really couldn't trust anyone in his surroundings, his entire world. The possibility that he might not be able to find a way out after realizing the truth. Dealing with all that was very hard, but it can also resemble the kinds of truths that other people have to realize as they realize their perspectives might not match up with other people's. Because everyone's perspective or reality is different in life. Whether you know, it'd be that you come in contact with someone that has extremely differing points of view that might broaden your reality, or something bad happens, something that you never thought could happen happens, something maybe good, something bad. Or you realize just like your perception isn't, your perception of life isn't the best for you. That all, you know, requires change to happen whether you are ready for it or not. And just like Truman, sometimes you have to go through a lot, you know, a lot worse. It gets worse before it gets better. But then the question in the end is, what is truth? What is reality? Because as Christoph, the director, famously says, what's in here is the reality. Everything out there, you'll find more lies in the world out there than in here, when literally everything in Truman's life was a lie. And that's more of a negative spiel on it. I believe more in, like, personal truth. In that finding what's right for you. you know, as long as it's not hurting other people. Finding what's right for you and just giving yourself some space. But, you know, discovery of truth or an avoidance of truth is something that is an essential part of everyone's life. Everyone will face problems. Everyone will have to face information they don't want to deal with at some point. A lot of people in high school is where we start to combat that, to come up against it. But I know a lot of adults who have avoided essential truths throughout their lives, and it's led them places I'm not sure they quite wanted to be, or they understand that they are. But I do know that they could have been better adults if they had faced that truth. So I agree with Truman that he should have escaped the cave, and that it's hard, but it's worth it. And it's just an empowering message about reality and how we treat others, the humanity in how we treat others' reality. And most of all, that our reality, our perception, is not the only one.